I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. At the center of the play, Quills, is the Marquis de Sade, along with issues that include the power of words and censorship versus freedom. Later, we're going to meet Tony and Pulitzer-winning playwright Doug Wright, actor Ted Gregory, and director Brooke Edwards. We'll also talk to director Chris Limber and sopranos Lacey Sauter and Catherine Gioquinto about Union Avenue Opera's production of A Streetcar Named Desire. We begin the program today, though, with next week's St. Louis Cabaret Festival, which features not only local talent, but the likes of Marilyn May, Billy Stritch, Faith Prince, and Anne Hampton Calloway. Anne will be performing her Barbara Streisand songbook. We're going to talk to her in just a couple of minutes. But first, joining us in the studio, the cabaret's producer and co-founder, Tim Shaw. Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Doing very well. Looking forward to this event again this year. The Cabaret Project of St. Louis develops talent through the year, and the festival is sort of the big finale. Would you explain all that?
Mm-hmm. Well, our mission is to support, develop, and sustain the art of cabaret in St. Louis, and we work in conjunction with the St. Louis Cabaret Conference, which is a training program for singers. We have 33 singers from St. Louis and from all over the country, and the folks who are on faculty are the wonderful performers that will be performing at the St. Louis Cabaret Festival, Faith, Anne, Billy, Marilyn.
Yeah, and they actually work with the other participants. Will you explain how that happens?
Well, they work with all the singers, and there's a training program that happens for about 5 days going on during the day, and it's just working on the art of song performance. It's a great artist retreat, and it's a professional development program for singers in the art of cabaret.
And how's the festival conclude?
The festival concludes with a showcase of all of those singers who are coming in to learn the craft, and it's a great celebration of 33 singers from St. Louis and around the country.
All right, let's talk about this year's featured performers who will be performing and mentoring through the week, and you can just say a little bit about them. Faith Prince.
Faith Prince is a brilliant actress and singer. She has about a dozen Broadway shows to her credit, about 4 Tony nominations and 1 Tony Award that she won playing opposite Nathan Lane in Guys and Dolls a few years back. And Faith is a brilliant, brilliant performer and singer, and she's been here in concert work, but this is her St. Louis Cabaret debut. She is performing her show, Have a Little Faith. She's opening up the festival and kicking it off, and we couldn't ask for anybody better to kick it off.
Billy Stritch.
Billy Stritch is a powerhouse pianist and singer. He is one of the most sought-after jazz and cabaret pianists and singers in New York. He will be performing his tribute to Cy Coleman, who is a legendary songwriter of the Broadway shows Barnum, On the 20th Century, Little Me, Sweet Charity, and he also wrote standalone classics such as The Best is Yet to Come and Witchcraft. Perfect for Billy.
And Billy also plays the piano often for Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli. Is
and
it?
Marilyn May.
Marilyn May, absolutely.
Who's going to be here.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Marilyn May is, well, she's the legend. She's brilliant. She has been performing for decades. She has a song that's enshrined in the Smithsonian. I just always tell people you won't be the same after seeing Marilyn May.
I've seen her 4 or 5 times over the years and have really enjoyed her. Let's sample just a bit from Marilyn May, My Last Fling.
Is this my last fling? Why this elation, this new sensation? All of a sudden it's spring. Why this contentment? Where's my resentment? Is this my last ring? Where is my fire, hidden desire, my spirit for anything? I'm not the same gal, I'm such a tame gal. Is this my last fling?
I can't explain. And Marilyn May is part of next week's St. Louis Cabaret Festival. I think she holds the record for more times appearing on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, we've said this before, than any other singer. 76 times.
76 times, that's right.
She's been on this program a number of times. The last time she was here, I asked her about not reading music, which she doesn't. I thought that was surprising. And she also mentions one of this year's featured performers that we're about to meet.
Well, I can a little bit. You know, I'm not a musician. I don't play anything. You know, I love Anne Hampton Calloway. She's a great musician.
She's been on the show here.
Oh, well, I just love her. And she plays great piano and sings great. And she's fortunate. There are those singers that play piano. I don't do that. But I'm very, very musical, even though I just can't play anything.
That's Marilyn May, but she sure can sing, though. Marilyn May is part of this year's St. Louis Cabaret Festival. In the studio is Tim Shaw, the festival's producer and co-founder. And now let's meet the woman that Marilyn May just referred to, singer Anne Hampton Calloway. Hi, Anne. You're in Tucson. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Nice to talk to you today.
Hey, you're going to be performing from your Barbra Streisand songbook. So could you briefly tell that story, how you went from being, I guess, a young fan of Barbra Streisand to someone that ended up writing some of the things that she's recorded? It's quite a story.
Yeah, it's a very fascinating story. I wrote a song called At the Same Time in 1987 on August 16th. And I knew when I finished the song that it belonged to Barbra Streisand. And people through the years, like Liza Minnelli and Patti LuPone, all these people sang it live and had asked me, could I record it? And I said, no, you can't record it. It's for Barbara. And after a series of all kinds of wild adventures, finally, Barbra Streisand recorded the song on August 16th, 1997, 10 years to the date that I wrote the song. And it was thanks to Amanda McBroom, another wonderful singer-songwriter, who brought it to the attention of Barbara's producer. And from that point on, I developed a wonderful relationship with Barbara and have songs on seven of her recent CDs. So I feel very honored to have that special relationship with her.
Yeah. What is it about her that speaks to you, do you think, Anne?
Well, I think she's one of the finest interpreters as an actress of the Great American Songbook, and she has an extraordinary instrument. She's a trailblazing woman. I mean, she really, at the age of 20, when she signed her contract with Columbia Records, when people are starting out, they're pretty much at the mercy of a record company. But Barbara said to them, I need to have final say in my song selections. And they were just stunned by this, and finally they agreed to it. And thanks to that tenacity, audacity, and just, you know, incredible confidence in herself and her heart, she became the highest-selling female vocalist in the history of the music business by staying true to herself.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great quality, and she's brought 50 years of extraordinary recordings and stories that have become a soundtrack to our lives.
Tim, what do you think Anne Hampton Callaway brings to Cabaret?
Oh, everything. Everything. A tremendous voice and a tremendous relationship with her audience. People love Anne, as I do. She has a great relationship with her audience. People are just thrilled and feel very connected to her. She's connected to her songs. She's connected to her audience.
And what are some of the Barbra Streisand songs that are your favorites and that you'll be sharing with us next week?
Well, I'm doing two of the songs that I wrote for her that it's always very exciting to sing, you know, the originals that she did. I put together two songs, People and Being Alive, that are just, when they come together from her Broadway years, it are just absolutely mesmerizing. I have a wonderful time with that. I love singing Cry Me a River. I love doing Lover Come Back to Me as just a wild, fun, jazzy romp. And some of the ballads, like singing The Way We Were, now that we've lost Marvin Hamlisch, it just has so much more emotional resonance. There's so many layers of feeling that I feel when I sing that song, and I think the audience picks up on that. And I think what the audience seems to enjoy about this, I premiered the song, this show, with the Boston Pops, and I've toured it all over the country with the top symphony orchestras, is that I've taken all these great Barbra classics and I put a fresh stamp on them. And I think that's part of the job of a singer these days, is to find your own voice and your own statement of the songs. And I think, you know, it makes what the show much more interesting.
Well, Anne, you mentioned Streisand's song, Lover Come Back to Me. We have a recording of you singing that. Let's listen now.
Eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. The sinking heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. But I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I walked along with you. No wonder I'm lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold. The moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, love come back, love come back, love come back to me.
And that's Ann Hampton Callaway, who's joining us on the phone. And also here in studio, Tim Shaw, we're talking about this year's St. Louis Cabaret Festival. And that is a lot of fun, Ann.
Thank you very much.
Hey, listen, I want to, on a sort of a off topic, I've got one of those questions probably that you always get. There probably are questions you get all the time sometimes that maybe you wish you didn't. You've done so much, whether it be film or singing or writing songs, but you are known for something probably that'll be in your obituary. And talk about, do you know where I'm going?
Oh, my God, you can't be just talking about the show, The Nanny. Oh, my God.
Yes, I am. For people that don't know, you composed that song and you sang it.
That's right, the theme song to the show, The Nanny, which is, according to somebody I spoke to, a press person, he said it's the most syndicated television show in history in terms of its international broad appeal. It's been, you know, been playing for the last, I don't know how many years, all over the world in numerous translations. And it's, you know, I had written so many songs for Fran's other projects prior to The Nanny, and I never thought that any of them would go anywhere. So I wrote two songs to compete with all these Hollywood writers, and I was so thrilled to get the job. But I had no idea this show would become the success it has. And you know, it's fun. I performed in Berlin for the first time in the place that Ella Fitzgerald had done her famous Live in Berlin concert. And that day I said, does anyone here watch The Nanny? And the people said, oh, you must sing that song. That night, the entire audience in their German accents sang every word of The Nanny to perfection and then pounced on me like scavengers at the end of the show. They were so excited that I'd written the song. And people just come up to me, and I love when kids, you know, dance and sing all the lyrics to the song to me. It's nice to be a part of pop culture, and I think I wrote one of the last TV themes.
And you've got her voice down, too. Hey, before we let you...
Oh, my God, thank you so much. I just love St. Louis, and the people are so down to earth and real. You know what I mean?
And before we let you go, I know you're involved in the Sarah Vaughan Project. Is that new? You have anything else new in the works?
Well, that CD is going to be out on September 16th. In fact, we're just looking at album covers today and trying to make decisions about it. But I have a new show with my sister, Liz Callaway. We're going to be premiering that in California, if not sooner, called From West Side Story to Wicked, the Callaway Sing Broadway. And I'm writing lots of songs, and hopefully my next CD is going to be all Ann Hampton Callaway original songs.
Ann Hampton,
it's time.
Ann will be performing Thursday the 31st, 8 p.m. at the Sheldon. Thanks so much. We look forward to seeing you in town.
Oh, I can't wait. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye, Ann Hampton Callaway. Tim Shaw, just really quickly, a little rundown of the festival, and how many nights is it?
It is four nights, Wednesday, July 30th through Saturday, August 2nd. Tickets are on sale at metrotix.com. It's four great nights of cabaret.
So it's going to be Faith Prince on Wednesday, July 30th.
Right. Faith Prince, Anne will be on July 31st, and Marilyn and Billy are on a doubleheader. Can't get much better than that on August 1st on Friday night. And Saturday night is the big explosion, the big showcase of 33 singers on Saturday night.
The St. Louis Cabaret Festival. If you'd like more information about all of this, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the festival's website. Tim Shaw is the Cabaret Conference's producer and co-founder, and it's always good to see you, and it'll be a fun week again, I'm sure.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Coming up next on Cityscape, playwright Doug Wright on the St. Louis production of his play, Quills. This is St. Louis Public Radio.